Okay, so what we spoke about yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was, is that the Gemara has a machloikas, whether Vestos are Doiraisa or Vestos is Derabbanan, meaning to say, if it's Ofra HaVesas, if the Zman of the Vesas came and went, and she didn't see dam, she didn't do a bedikah, so if field bestest the raisa, you assume that she's tameya anyway. If field bestest the rabbanon, you assume that she is not tameya by avra havesas, etc. We pass investus the rabbanon. If we pass investus the rabbanon, so then how could it be that the gemara in Shavuos derives from the pasuk behizartim es bnei yisro mitzumasam? Mikanas heard of Neisor Shivrishum Nesheho How can you hold there's a din of Prisha Min HaTorah when the din of Vestos entirely is the Rabbanon? That's the Shaila that we grappled with. And we pointed out that Rashi writes that the Sugya of Vestos Doiraisa of Vestos Rabbanon, and Rashi and Daf Tes Zayin says that that's Sugya is a machlokas in the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. Meaning, we're not saying that Vestos is doraisa because of the din of prisha, because of the pasuk of Hizartem es b'nei yisro mitzumasam. That's not the source. The source of Vestos doraisa is that it's halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. The source of Vestos derabanan is that there's no halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai, but apparently it's unrelated to the din of. Like it's unrelated to the din of Prisha. Vestos is unrelated to the din of Prisha. That's the impression that you get from Rashi. We pointed out also that Rashi's position that there's a machlokas about halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is really very difficult because, I mean, you had a hard time with this, but we believe as like a fundamental of faith almost, that there ain't no such bide as a machlokas in halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It can't happen. It can't exist. So, what exactly is going on? I don't know. We noted that the Maariv Tzvi is there, and Daf Tes Zayin raises the question. He discusses it in terms of: do you assume that because she didn't have a hargasha, that itself is proof that she's not a nida or not? That's the way he looks at the question. But Bekitzar Maaseh, is there a relationship between Vestos that we pass as Derabbanan and the din of Prisha, which the Gemara in Shavuos learns from a pasuk? So there are four schools of thought in Rishonim. The Badei HaShulchan makes this point on page 6 and 7. The Badei HaShulchan quotes that according to the Raivan and the Rashba. And we noted that the Shah and the Beis Yosef passed in this way. Also, the dinim of Prisha are dinim derabanan. Since the halacha of Vestos is derabanan, so therefore the entire din of Prisha is derabanan. When the Gemara learns on the pasuk v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumosam, that drasha to separate from your wife samach l'vesta, that's a din derabanan. It's an asmach de ba'alma. The pasuk doesn't really mean that. What does the pasuk mean? Not sure. Not exactly sure what it means. It probably means don't get involved in like sfeikus of tumah in general. Not exactly sure what it means. Don't enter the mikdash when you're tameh, even misafek v'yizartem. Not exactly sure what the pasuk means, but the Raivan and the Rashba say the pasuk cannot mean that you have to separate from your wife, samach levesta. And the Shach paskens this way, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. This is like the mainstream shita in poskim. We'll come back a little bit later to show you how I know that the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. But there are three other shitas in Rishonim. There is a shita of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is Reb Aaron Halevi. He was from Lunel in Provence.
Talking
Oh,
about Aaron
one
Halevi.
second.
You're mixing up the Orchel Stein with the Ra'ah.
Oh, the Aruch HaShem of the Ra'ah. One second.
Orchel Stein
The
is
Aruch HaShem of the
Aaron
Ra'ah came
Halevi.
from Lunel.
Yeah.
Right, the other Rebbe Aaron Halevi is the Rebbe of the Ritva. Shkoyach. Right, it's good to have one guy who goes to Raffle and remembers the stuff. Okay, yeah. This is the Rebbe of the Ritva. So the Ra'ah says, this is the Ra'ah who wrote Hasagas on the Teres Habayis of the Rashba. So the Ra'ah writes that the din of Prisha is because we're choshesh that al yedei chimur tashmish shall see them. That's the way the Ra'ah writes it. Mimela, according to the Ra'ah, the din of Prisha itself is not shayach to be a Doraisa. Right? You don't have to separate on the level of Doraisa. Right? It's just that we're nervous that al yedei the hergo tashmish, you're going to see dam. To say it more precisely, what the Ra'ah holds is that the din d'oraisa is at exactly that moment when she is expecting her period, at that precise moment, then there's a chashash of the dam coming. At other times, there is no real chashash that the dam is going to come. So there is a din d'oraisa of prisha. But that din d'oraisa is separate at that exact moment when you expect your period. The din of being poresh mishehon samach levestan is a din d'rabbanon that was instituted because the herigot tashmish will lead to dam. So there is prisha min hatoira v'hizartim es b'nei yisrael mitumasam. That means at that moment, you have to be chayshish min ha-Torah, that she's going to see dam. But beforehand, there's no chash min ha-Torah. The din of Vestos, right? How does the Ra'ah shtim with the din of Vestos? We pask in Vestos is dirabonon. So I guess that would probably mean that the full-fledged Vestos is Drabonon. Hard to know exactly how the Ra'ah would answer the Kasha of Vestos, no? According to the Ra'ah, that there's a din d'oraisa that you have to separate from that moment when she's expecting dam. So that is a din d'oraisa. The din vestos de rabbonon, I'm just reading it the way the Badei HaShulchan says it. Vestos de rabbonon means that before, the moment before, the time frame before her exact period is expected, at that moment, and not choshesh min ha-Torah that you'll see that. That's only a din de rabbonon. Afterwards, after that time has come and gone, then there apparently would be a din d'oraisa, because at that moment, right, she's expecting dam min ha-Torah. It's a little bit funny. Vestos d'rabbanan is before that precise moment of the expected period. Min ha-Torah, at that moment of the expected period, and we assume she's going to have dam, and therefore, from then on, it's going to be vestos d'oraisa. So the whole machlokas by the Vestos is d'oraisa d'rabbanon is before that moment. After that moment, so then everybody is going to say the Vestos d'oraisa. I think that's what emerges from the Ra'ah. The Ramban is very similar to the Ra'ah. The Ramban says that it's not only on that moment that point in time, but half an hour in either direction. During that time, there's a din d'oraisa that we expect her period. But memelo, the dinim of prisha are going to be dinim. The dinim of prisha are d'oraisa during that half an hour time frame. Midrabbanan beforehand. the dinim of vestos de'oraisa is going to be within that half an hour time frame. Beforehand is going to be vestos de'rabbanan. It's a little bit funny that both according to the Ra'ah and according to the Ramban, vestos de'oraisa and vestos de'rabbanan both exist, right? After that zman has come, we assume she's tameya min ha'toira. Before that zman, we assume it is a din d'rabbanan. What that zman is, machlokes Ra'ah and Ramban, is it only that pinpoint moment, or is it beforehand as well, or is it half an hour beforehand as well? The note of Yehuda is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva here, Se'if Katan Gimel. Note of Yehuda has a distinction between past tense and future tense. The note of Yehuda says that although Vestos is Dirabonan, that means that we don't assume that she saw Dam, but we do assume that she will see Dam. The halacha of Prisha is you have to separate because maybe you will see Dam. But if you, that time passed, we don't assume that you actually saw Dam. In his nusach, Shema Yomos Chayshinon, Shema Meis Lo Chayshinon. Right? If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Kodem Sheipater Min Ha'ilam, before I die, I'm going to be a Nazir. No? So you have to accept your Naziris right away, because maybe you're going to die tomorrow. It almost sounds like a Baal Musar speaking, no? Maybe you're going to die! Right? You can hear Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen like screaming it out. Right? You have to be Choshesh. Maybe you're going to die. Shema Yamos Chayshinon. Shema Meislo Chayshinon. That's the approach of the Nodeb Yehuda. The Nodeb Yehuda is a little more fancy than this. Nodeb Yehuda Tainas, that there is always a chazaka that she will see Dam. Me'idach Gisa, there's a cheskes Tahara. The cheskes Tahara that you have tells me that after the Veses, she's presumably Tahara. But the cheskes Tahara doesn't play any role before the Veses. Because the fact that I have a Cheskes Tahara now doesn't matter. I know you're Tahora now. I'm worried that you're going to come to Meya a second from now. Right? So the Cheskes Tahara that I have now doesn't play any role. Because the Din of Prisha is based on future tense. And since it's based on future tense, so the Node Yehuda says that although Prisha is Min HaTorah, because Shema Yomos Chayshinon, but Shema Meis Lo Chayshinon, Vestos themselves are Dirabonon. A similar Gisha, but not exactly the same to the Noda B'Yehuda, is found in the Reb Chaim. And this, I think, is something that we tried to say last time, and we didn't fully get to it. The Reb Chaim in Parak Dalel of Yisurei Bia. Reb Chaim says that how could it be that Vestos is a din d'rabbanan when the Rambam tells me that there are differences between Nida and Zava? Nida means that you see blood when you're expecting to see blood. Zava means that you are seeing blood at a time that you are not expecting to see blood. How can there be a difference between Nida and Zava, if you hold Vestos is Rabbanan? That's Reb Chaim's question. So Reb Chaim says that the din of Vestos de Rabbanan is true only le'inyan tuma. But le'inyan, the ikar chalos of Nida, that is going to be totally in the Vestos. We don't assume that she is Tumeya, because Vestos Dirabonon. So the Vestos came and it went. We don't presume that she's Tumeya. But, right, the Iker Din of Nida, certainly for that halacha, Vestos are Do'iraisa. That's Nekuda Rishona from Chaim. Therefore, I could have 7-11, 7-11, based on the period, because the Iker Din of Nida, Vestos are Do'iraisa. Just it's not Do'iraisa for the Dinum of Tuma. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, right, it's a slightly different nusach than the Nod of Yehuda. Therefore, there's a din of prisha min haTorah, because the din of prisha means you have to make sure that you are not getting involved in a situation where you might be nida. Prisha is not a din based on the tumah. Separate yourself because. Separate yourself because if you have a flow, if you get a period, that period will create nida zava, etc. So separate because of that potential period, but it has nothing to do with the dinam of vestals, which themselves are dinam drabonon. Right? It's different than the Nod of Yehuda. Nod of Yehuda's distinction is entirely past versus future. Reb Chaim is not saying past versus future, because Reb Chaim has to account for the fact that I am choshesh even in the, well, even going backwards, past and future, I have this din of nida zava. So it can't be that it's only in the future that you're choshesh, because if it's only in the future, then we'd never have this musag of nida being different than zava. Reb Chaim then goes on, and he basically compares the dinim of Nida to the dinim of Shar Hamuad. The dinim of Shar Hamuad is that when an ox gores, that negicha falls into a pattern, and you can become a muad. But I assume, according to many, that stam shvarim becheskas shimur kaimi. Meaning, I don't have to worry that I'm going to gore. Meaning to say, the dinim of a set cycle can take effect on the level of the oraisa, whether or not there is anticipation that that cycle will happen. I reread the Reb Chaim last night. I think that's what he's saying. You can never be sure. Like, think about reading a Reb Chaim. It's like every line seems to make sense to you. And then, like, you finish the paragraph and you're like, one second, I'm not sure. Why do you need both this point and that point and the third point, right? It's written in a very complicated way. But I think that's what Reb Chaim says. The basic yesod that Reb Chaim is doing is Reb Chaim is digging up a new din that we see vestos have to be min haTorah because the dinim of Nida and Zava apply. That's what Reb Chaim adds. It's worth noting, and again, if I'm complicating matters, that's because I don't fully understand it. I'm doing the best I can. It's worth noting that the Chavos Das, in the last paragraph from the Chavos Das in Kuf Pei Gimel, the Chavos Das says, is also bothered by this Rambam. The Rambam says that Nida and Zava depends on whether the woman has her period. That would sound like Vestos is Doraisa. If Vestos is Doraisa, the Chavos Das is bothered. How can the Prisha not be Doraisa? Right, the Chavos Das is coming from the perspective of Halacha L'maisa. We pass in that Prisha Ba'ona Asamach L'Vestos Adin D'Rabbanon. Well, how can Prisha be D'Rabbanon if the din of Veses establishes something on the level of Deoraisa, meaning Nida versus Zava. So to answer this kasha, the Chavos Das says that we have a principle in halacha of chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. Remember, a katana, her father can marry her off. Right? A woman on a katana, or until she's 12 and a half, the father can marry her off. Min ha'tayva. Do not try this at home. There was a whole case my father can talk about years ago. This fellow tried to marry his daughter off to create some leverage in the divorce proceeding. A young woman from Montreal, it became like a whole cause celeb in the Jewish world. The New York Times has an article about it. When my father was directing the business of America, this was like the most exciting thing that happened. But Kedusha Ketan is a thing. And a father can marry off his daughter until she's 12 and a half. What about if you're Mekadesher on the day of her 12 and a half birthday? Do you shtel on the chazaka that the father is allowed to marry her off beforehand? Or do you assume no? You don't have a chazaka because it's going to change. So that's a discussion about chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. Says the Chavos Das, we do not hold of Prisha min ha-Torah because the chazaka that she saw Adam until now, right, how do they say it in the prospectus when you invest, right? Past results are not any indication of future, right? Something like that. So the fact that in the past you saw Adam and that Adam fell into a pattern, and that pattern means Nida Zava. But that doesn't mean that in the future you're going to see Dam, because it's a Chazaka Asuila Hishtanos. Why is it Chazaka Asuila Hishtanos? Because as women get older, right, they reach menopause. And they don't have their re'eos like they had beforehand. So it's a Chazaka that's going to change. Therefore, the din of Prisha, right, the Chavos Das has come from a different perspective, saying Prisha is derabbanan, even though Vestais is de'iraisa b'das harambam. Right, that's already an opposite and an interesting perspective. Ah. So now, let's talk about this Shaila b'gadol. Whether the chiyuv of Prisha is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, Shach Beis Yosef assumes it's d'rabbanan. The Pesachei Tshuva is quoting those shitos that's d'oraisa. There are a number of nafgaminos that we can create. The Ravid writes that, you know, we're going to have in Se'if Yod that Hayotzei l'derech, when the husband is going out of town, Tzorech lifgodes ishto, Somach Lavesta. You have to have Bia, even though it's Somach Lavesta. Now, ordinarily, Somach Lavesta is also to have Bia. When you Yotzi L'derech, you can have Bia. Great. One second. But if it's a Din Dei Raisa, Prisha Ba'ona Somach Lavesta, if that's a Din Dei Raisa, so how are you allowed to have Bia, right, when you Yotzi L'derech? How can you violate an Issa Dei Raisa of Prisha Bona Samach Lavesta? Zuck the Ravid. From here you see that Prisha Bona Samach Lavesta is a din de Rabbanon, because we see that Tzorech Lifgodes Ishto. Now the Ravid is assuming that Tzorech Lifgodes Ishto means that you have to have sex. That's the Shita of Rashi in Yevam Samach Beis. The Rabbeinu Tam, however, in Yevam Samach Beis holds that Tzarech Lufkodes Ishto means that you have to speak in a loving, kind, gentle way to explain to your wife, listen, I'm going away, it's a Dvar HaReshus, I'm going away on a business trip, but you have to go out of your way to speak in a loving, kind way so she shouldn't be upset. You're always supposed to speak in a loving, kind, gentle way. Right? But now there's mamash achiyuv to do so, the Beis Yosef explains. That means, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the chiyuv lifkor es ishto does not mean you have tashmish hamita. Well, the way the Ravid is presenting it, the way the Ramban and the Ravid presented it, it's in the Beis Yosef in Beis Yosef on page Tesvav Tezayin, in my Shulchan Aruch, it's basically Sif Beis in the Beis Yosef part two. And the Beis Yosef has like a little bit of Sif Beis at the beginning, a little in the middle, a little at the end. This is Sif Beis part two. So he quotes that according to the Ravid, I see Prisha Bona Samach Levesta Zedin Dirabonon, because we hold the Chayav Lefkodes Ishto Samach Levesta. Of course, it's not a proof at all if you hold like the like the Rabbi Nutam. Okay, that's one avenue to explore that we'll talk about later on in this man. I should note, you know, I'll say this later. Remind me when we get to Sif Yud, I have a Shtickle Torah that I like from the Netziv. Remind me to say it. Oh. Another nafgamina, whether Vestais or Da'iraisa, Prisha Ba'ona, some of the Vestais, is that Da'iraisa or not. Another nafgamina is, what do you have to be Poresh from? Mechaber tells me you're Poresh from Tashmish Hamita Bovad, not from Sha'ar Kravos. Meaning, you're allowed to hug and kiss, just don't have Tashmish Hamita. That's what the Mechaber says. The rationale for having, for asering only Tashmish Hamita and not Shar Kravos can be a few different things. The Ramban writes that since Prisha ba'ona hasamach levesta itself is a din derabbanon, mimeila the rabbonim were not machmir on chibuk and nishuk. The rabbonim are only machmir on tashmish hamita, which is more severe. It's an iser kares potentially, but it's a din derabbanon, so mekol on chibuk and nishuk. That's what the Ramban says. Even though, now, there are two ways of reading that Ramban. The footnotes on the bottom of the tour say that maybe the Ramban is just saying according to his Shita, right? We learned the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, what the Torah means and says, L'sikrivu legalos erva. Does L'sikrivu mean don't have Tashmish Hamita? Or do I assume the Chibuk and Nishuk is, right? Do I assume that Lo Sikrav means don't have Tashmish Hamita and Chibuk and Nishuk is a din derabbanon? Or do I say, like the Rambam says, the Chibuk and Nishuk itself is Dairaisa? So it could be that the Ramban is only saying it L'shitaso. No? That the Ramban holds Chibuk and Nishuk is derabbanon. So they're not going to be choshish on this din derabbanon by Prisha Ba'ina Samach Levesta, which itself is derabbanon. It could be that's the pshat in the Ramban. And the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch might be saying that pshat, or is saying that pshat. But that pshat means that the Ramban is saying Prisha Ba'ona Samach Levesta is a din derabbanon. Right? It's not Dairaisa. If it would be Dairaisa, Ken Zayin, I would be Machmir on the Chibuk and Nishuk, even though the Chibuk and Nishuk itself is Drabon, according to the Ramban. Right? That's one approach. Another approach, again, how come we assume that Shar Kravis is permitted, only Tashmish is Usser? So one approach is that because Prishabon and Samach Levesta is Drabonon, that's why we permit Shar Kravos. Approach number two is based on this Ra'ah that we spoke about earlier. The Ra'ah says that the din of prisha is because al yedei chimud tashmish doma tir adam. By the way, this goes back to our machlokas between the Taz and the Chavis Das in the simon of dam chimud. Remember this one, gentlemen? Right? Kuf tzadi beis. The din of dam chimud. Is a chimud tashmish, is a chimud, right, nesuin. Right? This ra'ah is saying that there's a din of chimud tashmish, and the chimud tashmish will lead to a re'ias dam, potentially. But if that's the case, if it's only chimud tashmish, so memela chibuk and nishuk is permitted. Because my concern is that al yedei the tashmish hamitai might see dam. Again, whether the reality is like this or not, I haven't gotten the foggiest idea. But the point is, this ra'ah might also be a solution to the issue, how come Shulchan Aruch is mekel that the din of prisha is only by the is only for tashmish hamita, not for sha'ar kravis. I have a razzle dazzle approach I want to suggest as follows. There are dinim d'oraisa, which themselves are not strictly forbidden. These are dinim d'oraisa because it might lead to another more usher thing. Right? That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel calls a siyag d'oraisa. No? Ba'ira ba'yimate is the Torah's way of saying that Isser of Chametz is really bad. So don't. The Isser of Chametz is really bad. So therefore, don't even own any Chametz. Because I'm worried if you're going to own Chametz, you might come to eat the Chametz. That's a Siyag Dereisa. There is a school in Achronim. Rabbi Daniel Feldman recently came out with a Sefer on Dinim Derabbanan, no? So in that Sefer on page 177 and following, he has the following discussion. I've heard this from him a number of times. He's been into this for like 25 years. So Rabbi Feldman says that the Prima Gadim notes that we do not make a gezeira le gezeira even when they're both d'oraisa. I could have a siyog d'oraisa, which is the Torah's type of gezeira. Ba'yira ba'yimotze is a Torah's gezeira. No? It's a siyog d'oraisa. Chatzi shir is another siyog d'oraisa. Chatzi shir is machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're passing chatzi shir is also min haTorah. The reason why chatzi shir is also min haTorah is chazil etzdrufei, which means we're worried that you'll end up with a full shir. So it's a siyog d'oraisa. The Prima Gadim writes that a nazir is not allowed to, the Torah writes, a nazir should not have chartzanim and zag. What is chartzanim? What zag? One of them is the grape seeds, the other is the grape skins, right? Whichever it is. But a nazir cannot have chartzanim and zag. Zag the Prima Gadim. A nazir is allowed to have a chatzi shir of chartzanim and zag. Because that would be a gezeira le gezeira, even though they're both d'oraisa. I don't make gezeiras le gezeiras, even though they're both d'oraisa. A siyag d'oraisa is a thing. But I'm not going to make a gezeira le gezeira, meaning a chatzi shir by a siyag d'oraisa is okay. So a chatzi shir by ba'yira ba'yimotze is okay, according to many poskim. I thought that this is the pshat. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is there a chatzi shir by the Isser of Yichud? No? Right? Do you assume that Yichud, let's say, is a shir nekuda? That, like we spoke about, like a threshold? That until you're there for 8 minutes, there's no Yichud at all? Do I assume that? No. That chatzi shir, chatzi shir, chatzi shir, right, is an elevator ride. Usser. The Yichud. That's a chatzi shir, right? Most elevators don't take 8 minutes. No? Is there a din of chatzi shir asa min haTorah? By Yichud. Well, Yichud itself is a siyag d'oraisa. Right? Lo sikrivu, according to many, means right, don't even have yichud, right? Yachol yechabken v'inashkena v'isyachirima. The Obviously, Reb Nosson says, sounds like yichud is deraisa. That's how we generally assume. But it's a siyog deraisa, atubiyah. So chatzi shir by a siyog deraisa could be mutter. Right? Maharil Diskin is quoted in the Svarim that there's a din of chatzi shir by isur yichud. Don't take elevator rides. But the other poskim are mekel. I thought the cheshbon to be mekel is it's a gezeira le gezeira on the level of deraisa. Im kenem hadavarim. So then one could suggest as follows: the din of prisha ba'ona hasamach levesta is a din deraisa. No, but vayasiyog deraisa. V'hizartes bnei yisrael mitumasa means don't have bia ba'ona samach levesta because you might have bia with a real nida. Chibuk v'nishuk lo sikrivu legalos erva is a doiraisa according to many, but it's a siyog doiraisa. No, the real iser is bia. So this could be like a gezera le gezera, a siyog de siyog, because I'm double dipping. I have a double gezera. I have a double siyog. And who says that's okay? Years ago, I sang the Shira Nida, so one of my Talmidim, guy Rafi Abraham, like when I was discussing it with him, he came up with this idea. I think it's actually a nice idea. Remember, the Ramban himself has an interesting nusach. There's one approach in the Ramban, the chibuk v'nishuk is drabonon. There's another approach in the Ramban that we spoke about, the chibuk v'nishuk is doiraisa, but it is a chatzi shir of bia. Remember this? I was like really into this sheet of the Ramban. That's exactly my yesod. There's no such thing as a chatzi shir on something which itself is a siyog doiraisa. So prisha bona samach levesta is zichur a siyog. So don't have, right? So don't have bia at that time. But to say don't have chibuk v'nishuk, right, would be a siyog de siyog. That we're not going to do. That would be gzera le gzera on the level of the eraisa, which we're not going to do also. So let's just review. Is the din of prisha bona samach levesta din de eraisa din de rabona machlekes shulchan aruch? The shach, the raivet assumes all drabonon. But we had in the Pischei Tshuva this approach of Nodi Yehuda and others who assume that's a din deraisa. Great. Nafgaminas. So one nafgamina might be the chi of lifkoris ishto. Does it mean tashmish hamita or does it mean only divrei ritzoi? Another nafgamina perhaps would be, is chibuk v'nishuk aser ba'ona hasamach levesta? It happens that the Taz over here writes in Sifkat and Gimel that against the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says that ba'ona hasamach levesta there's an iser gamur of chibuk v'nishuk. No? The Shach writes it's a chumrah not to do it. But the Taz says it is a real din. Oh, that's interesting already, no? It could be that bigadol, this is based on the yisod that we're developing. That if it's a din d'oraisa, then maybe I should be machmen chibuk v'nishuk. It happens that the Taz is hard to understand. Remember, the Taz assumes that chibuk v'nishuk is really aser ba'ona samach levesta. So the Taz brings a raya. His raya is the Rosh and Hilchos Avelos and Simen Shin Membeis. Now, Simen Shin Membeis, right, the Taz is saying that there's an Isser of Chibuk V'nishuk in Simen Shin Membeis. What's Simen Shin Membeis? Simen Shin Membeis is the Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis about Meis Aviv Shal Chasson and Imo Shal Kala. So, Machnisin Es HaMeis V'cheder, they have Boal Bias Mitzvah. And then after the bias mitzvah, so hu yashen bein ha'anoshim, he yashena bein ha'anoshim. No? That's what the Gemara says. The Taz says that from that Gemara, from that dinin, Yeridei Shin Mem Beis, you see that what? You see the Chibuk V'Nishuk is Asur. So this is already a head scratcher. What the heck are you talking about, Taz? Nowhere in Shin Mem Beis do I see the Chibuk V'Nishuk is Asur. Right? Nowhere do you see that in Shin Mem Beis. So the Sidrei Tahara writes that you have to change the Giras and the Taz. He means Shin Pei Gimel, not Shin Mem Beis. How you get this one, I have no idea. But like, you know, some handwriting expert could try to explain how you get from Shin Mem Beis to Shin Pei Gimel. What's Shin Pei Gimel? So Shin Pei Gimel is Azoi. During Avelos, right, one of the Inuyim that we have on Tisha B'Av, on Yom HaKippurim, and when the din that's Osir in Avelos is an Ovelos Osir B'Tash V'Shamita, no? What about Chibuk V'Nishuk? So the Mechaber sounds like it's permitted. The Rama over there in Shin Pei Gimel quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that it's Osir. Says the Sidrei Tahara, what the Taz means to say is Shin Pei Gimel, not Shin Mem Beis. And he means to say that the Rama paskins that Chibuk V'Nishuk is Osir B'Mei Avelos. Right? Rama paskins like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's a little difficult to understand, but okay, that's what the Sidrei Tahara says. The Chavis Das, however, has the following Mahalach. He says that the Pshat in the Taz is Azoi. The Taz says, Achibuk V'Nishuk is Asur, like I see in Shin Mem Beis. What does that mean? That means that when the Chachomim give us certain kulas, you have to come up with counterbalancing chumras. So in Simin Shin Mem Beis, I have a kula. The kula is Meis Aviv Shel Chasen. He's allowed to have Boa B'ilas Mitzvah. But because I have that kula, which should not normally happen in Dinei Avelos, right? And Avelos Aser B'tash V'Shamita. Now we allow the Avel to have B'tash V'Shamita. Because I have one kula, I have to have a super duper chumra above that, called Hu Yashen Bein HaNoshem, Hi Yashen Bein HaNoshem, which the Taz understands to mean something that is souped up din of yichud. Because I have a kula in the miskeret, I need a super chumra to overcome that kula. Here also says the Taz, because there is a super kula in the din of Prisha Ba'ona HaSamach Levesta, that super kula is called Yotze L'Darech Tzarech Lifko Reseshto. So therefore, since I have a super kula, I need to come up with a super chumra to counterbalance it, called Chibuk V'Nishuk also being Asur. Right, that's the way the Chavis Das learns the Taz. Rav Shechter has this mahalach in a few areas of halacha, no? There's a din that mishum miguna kilo barabonon. That means if you're not sure if the husband is alive or dead. So we have certain kulas to verify that the husband is dead. Normally an isha's psula edus. We rely on edus isha. We rely on a goy, meseach lefitumo, etc. Even though this is a din d'oraisa, being matter in Eishas Ish, mishum miguna kilo barabonon. But since I have a super kula that comes into the miskeret, so the chachomim have to have a super chumra that doesn't really make sense. And that super chumra is called mayim shein lamsof. Let's say, right, you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and the boat capsizes. And you don't see the husband, right? So what do you think happened? I'll tell you what happened. Either he drowned or he was eaten by a shark. No? How many possibilities are there that happened? The guy's in the middle of Manshan on the site. Hey, he's probably dead. Overwhelming likelihood that he's dead. But Chachomer Machmir. that Mayim Shein Lamsof, we do not allow the woman to get married. We don't assume the husband is dead. Why do we have such a chumrah? It's a chumrah that mamish, as we say in Yiddish, it's far-fetched. Why do you have such a far-fetched chumrah? The answer is because since I have such kulas, that I'm makel on the type of eidos that's necessary to be matter in aguna, I need to have a chumrah in the miskeret to balance out the chumrah and the kula. Rav Shachter explains this to Pshat in the Gemara beginning the second parak of Sukkah, that the Gemara says that they would raise the children who would be osek in the Efer Para Aduma, they'd raise them on top of stones, no? And they would only have stone kale, and they'd be in the situation that there's no possibility at all becoming Tameh. Why do they have all these chumras for those who are osek in Efer HaPara? So the answer is because there's certain huge kulas in the Efer HaPara. Right, Rashi sounds like this at the beginning of the second parak of Sukkah. Right, I have huge kulas. The kulas that I have are that, unlike the tzedukim, we allow a tevol yom to do para aduma work. Right, a tevol yom is somebody who went to the mikvah and didn't yet have hairav shemesh. The tzedukim said that a tevol yom is not allowed to do para aduma work. We have a big kula that we daf could do it, ayudei tevol yom, no? Because we have that super kula, therefore we have to have other chumras to counterbalance it. Chumras in terms of tamei meis, right, etc. So I always have a balancing act in halacha between chumras and kulas. So here also what I have is a balancing act between the Chumra and the Kula. The Taz is telling me that because I am super mekel by Prisha Ba'ona Samach Levesta, I'm mekel that we allow the husband to be poked as Ishto when he's Holech Lederech. So therefore, I have to have a Chumra of Chibuk V'Nishuk. That's the Pshat in the Taz, says L'Chavas Das. That's already, right, a very creative Pshat. Are there nafkaminas, whether Prisha Bona Samach Best is it in the rise or in the Rabbonon? So the Piskei Tshuva here in Os Dalid quotes from the Tefila Lemoshe. Let's say you have a woman who has a 15 day period and she sees blood for 7 days. So that basically means that she's only going to ever be Tahira. Her mikvane is always going to be by Ona Hasamach Vesta. Right? So the Tefillah Lemoshe says that you could be Mekel. You could be Mekel. Why? Because since Prisha Ba'ona Samach Levesta is a Din D'Rabbanon, that would tell me that we don't allow the Din D'Rabbanon to force this woman to be Galmud or Labayla, to have to get divorced, etc. Right? The Din D'Rabbanon, Prisha Ba'ona Samach Levesta, what's it called? Cannot allow the woman to get divorced. The impression you get from the Piskei Tshuva, the way he says it, he writes in the parentheses, Ayin Sifkatan Lefneze. That means that he's saying that if you hold that Prisha Bona Samach Vesta is a Din D'Oraisa, so then, if you hold this a Din D'Oraisa, then the woman will have to get divorced. Because since the only time she goes to the mikvah is by Ona Samach Vesta, right, because that's the way her schedule works out. So, like, yeah, you have to get divorced if you're the stay raisa.
Because
so again, you could have via the next day. Let's say it works out that the only time she could be with her husband ever is going to be that night after she goes to the mikvah.
She will see.
And the next day is going to be her Ona Samach Levesta. The morning is really Ona Samach Levesta, right? There's going to be no morning that's okay, right? Obviously, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Chasam Sofer, that we're not going to hold to the Onas or Zeruah in this case, that we'll have to talk about next time we learn. But you get an impression from the Piskei Tshuva, this is a nafgamina, whether Prisha Bona Samach Levesta is Dereisa Derabanan, for this weird case of the woman, right, who who only goes to the mikvah on Prisha night. The Nachum Vesimla, by the way, points out that he says he doesn't, Nachum Vesimla writes, I don't understand the whole Tefillah L'Moshe. He's assumed because the din of Prisha B'onah Samach L'Vestas Din D'Rabbanan, therefore they could have Bia. He says, who says because of an Nisr D'Rabbanan you can't make a woman Asura L'Baila L'Olam? D'Rabbanan! Asura L'Baila! Right, Mamesh, you can hear like the fire coming out of his ears of this one. Oh, that's a din d'rabbanan. It's usur. Right, that's what the Lachem Vesimla, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Shlomo Gan Street. That's what he says. That's already an interesting approach. He tries to bring rayas from the din of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish is a woman who, whenever they have sex, right, bleeds. According to many, that's a din veses. It's just like she creates a veses, ayideh the tashmish hamita. If veses is derabbanan, how can we allow the woman to get divorced? How can we mechayev the woman to get divorced? Zetman says the lechem besimla, that din and derabbanan can create a chi of gerishin. And the lechem besimla adds, and it's more mistaber that a din derabbanan should create a chi of gerishin, because din and derabbanan are likely that people will abuse the privilege. Right? So the whole question of Tefillah L'Moshe, that because it's Drabonon, so therefore, right, they can have Bia B'onah Samach L'Vesta, the what's it called, he says, absolutely not true. The Lechem Vesimla argues it's not true. Okay, is much more than I wanted to say. But Halacha L'Maisa, we pass like the Shach. We pass that Prisha B'onah Samach L'Vesta is only from Tashmish Hamita, but Chibuk v'nishuk, etc., are a chumrah. One of the weirdest phone calls I ever got is a guy calls me and he says, Rabbi Schwartz, can I hug my wife? So I'm like, I have absolutely no idea. Like, there's no way I can know this. So the guy is like, well, I mean, I had taught him chassan classes. And he's like, you know, in chassan classes, we learned that there's a chumrah not to hug when it's onah hasamach l'vesta. It's onah samach l'vesta. My wife got laid off from work. Can I give her a hug? I'm like, yes! Like, yes, absolutely mutter. No? You have to know. If something's a chumrah, there are times when the chumrah doesn't apply. No? When your wife gets laid off from work, that's a good time to give her a hug, even though it's onah samach l'vesta. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day. Oh, Sunday, I'm going to take a day off from shir. Right? Into this time of year, I'm taking Sunday off from Yotzei Shemo, go on Monday. Okay.